CBS News Brief. University Health in Kansas City says it treated 8 gunshot victims following yesterday's Super Bowl celebrations. Dr. Dustin Neal praised first responders for getting its first patient there fast.
Had he had not made it here as fast as he had, he might not be with us now. He sustained extremely life-threatening injuries.
One person was killed, 22 others were injured, including children.
We've had an explosion of a CNG truck.
Half a dozen firefighters are in the hospital now after a burning fuel truck exploded in Los Angeles. Still no word on how it started or the status of the driver. And Donald Trump will be back in court next month in New York. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
This New York hush money case, which has been kind of an afterthought ever since these larger federal cases were filed, was the first one to be charged. So perhaps at the end of the day, it's fitting. It's now set to be the first one to go before a jury.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. After months of speculation, Eric Hovde's campaign spokesman confirms the Republican will announce his plans next week to run against Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin. Hovde ran for Senate in 2012 and lost to Tommy Thompson in the primary. There might be 2 special elections in Wisconsin this year, but where would they be? The legislature passed Governor Evers' political maps bill this week, with an amendment to keep them from taking effect before the November campaigns. Democratic State Senator Melissa Agard.
People would be running in districts that everyone has agreed are gerrymandered, that are not fair and representative of the people in their communities.
Speaker Robin Voss might face a recall election this year, and Lena Taylor created an opening in the Senate when she left to be a Milwaukee judge. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A Wisconsin Rapids native is traveling the nation, entertaining students and people with the United States Navy Band. Renee DeBoer plays the bassoon as part of the United States Navy Band's 2024 national tour. The Navy Band will travel 2,500 miles over 18 days. They'll visit 7 different states, giving 12 public concerts and 5 concerts for students in schools. Last week, they were in Burleson, Texas, performing for students at Centennial High School. According to the U.S. Navy Band blog, Renee DeBoer joined the Navy Band in 2012. They performed in Wisconsin Rapids that year at her alma mater, Lincoln High School. The Try It Day at Tri-Nora Ski Club in Winter Park will still take place on Saturday, the 17th. The park will be open from 1 to 3 for people to explore the trails. They'll have former ski jumpers there to teach their art, but you may not be able to actually jump depending on conditions. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Labor shortages, retention problems, it's been a challenging time for my business. But in Wisconsin, there's 600,000 people with disabilities who are ready to work right now. They just need you to believe in them and say yes. I did.
And once you say yes, ThinkAbility Wisconsin will be there, providing transition and workforce support for people with disabilities and their employers to help shape a better future for all. It all starts when you say yes. Join the movement at thinkabilitywi.org.
The Bucks hit the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks are in Memphis tonight against the Grizzlies. So far this month, the Bucks have a record of 3-4. They remain in third place in the Eastern Conference behind the Celtics and the Cavaliers. After the game, Giannis Antetokounmpo and teammate Damian Lillard head to Indianapolis, the site of this year's NBA All-Star Game, inside Lucas Oil Stadium, the home of the Colts. The tip-off is Sunday night at 7 o'clock. Baseball. The Brewers making a trade yesterday with the Yankees, sending 27-year-old lefty Clayton Andrews to New York. In return, they get a prospect, 19-year-old right-hander Joshua Quezada, who was impressive in the Dominican leagues. The Brewers pitchers and catchers report today, some new players and a new manager, Pat Murphy, who was the bench coach, and talked about just how valuable closing pitcher Devin Williams is.
I've been with the Brewers now, I think, 9 years. You talk about blessed, you know what I mean? Think of the other guys before Devin. But Devin, I think, is the most underrated of all.
That's the Brewers' new manager, Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We've finally flipped to a February vibe, with the sparkle of the snow under partly sunny skies and highs hovering near 30. Plus, a blustery wind out of the northwest gusting up to 30 miles per hour, which is making it feel about 10 degrees cooler. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on locally grown radio, WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, everybody, it's Todd Albo from noon until 3 on Friday. Join us for a week in review and a look ahead to sports this weekend on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this February 15th, 2024. I have your host, James J. Mayloff, here. In part two at 3:30, we're going to talk with our friend Jasmine Carbajal with 4HUW Extension. Looking forward to that. Right now, in studio, our great friend Jillian Alekna, a marketing and events coordinator with Visit Rome, Wisconsin.
Brought to you by Nakusa Port Edward State Bank.
Jillian, good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you, too.
Appreciate you being here. Looking forward to diving into some great events in the Rome area and celebrating Rome like we love to do around here. I did want to mention real quick, I see that you guys got your booklets out.
We just got our new books out. There's two different cover images, one with a kid throwing a snowball, and the other one is, I believe, kids on a water tube.
Oh, cool.
Somewhere, so feel free to come by our office. It's 1154 Apache Avenue in Nakusa, or Rome, I guess. And pick them up there. Otherwise, at the Rome Farmers Markets, you can pick them up there. Or if you live out of the area and you're like, hey, I really want one, there's a spot on our website where you can request a guide for free, and we'll just mail it to you.
You are so good at this. Yeah, you got to do it before I could. That's awesome. And be sure to check out the website, visitromewi.com, visitromewi.com. You can find more information on some of the things Jillian and I have talked about. Mm-hmm. So, Jillian, let's kick right off with this weekend, February 17th. Got the 15th annual Lake Camelot Fishery. This was such a big one when I was a kid.
Yeah.
That's such a good event.
Yeah, and I'm happy it's still continuing. I know that the beginning of 2024 doesn't really know what season it wants to be in. So there's not a whole lot of ice. So the ice fishing aspect has kind of changed.
Yeah.
But event is still happening. Register to fish starting at 11 a.m. The winners will be announced at 4 p.m. But as always, tons of raffles. There's a bags tournament, or cornhole, if you call it that. That'll be in the pavilion. Sign up is by noon, and it starts at 12:30 p.m. Made up of two-person teams, double elimination. There will be a sign-up cost of $25 per team with 75% payout.
Nice.
That other 25% goes to fish habitats, which is what
this is all about.
This is all about.
And it's such a great cause. You know, as a little kid, I remember these events in part because of seeing the after effects of them with these big fishing baskets and everything that we'd be putting into the Lake Camelot and that. I never, as a city boy, never seen anything like it. It was so wild and so cool to see. And it really gave me an early impression of conservation and how much it matters and how these things happen. You know, people that don't know, or a city boy like me, fish just keep producing, you know, but that's not always the, you know, the case with nature. This kind of group and the group, the work that they do over there is really important to not just Lake Camelot, but to Sherwood, to many of our lakes in our areas.
Exactly.
It's a great event. There's also going to be beer pong tourney at 5.
Yes.
A bubble challenge.
Yeah.
That's great.
So if you've ever seen those giant, they kind of almost look like hamster balls that you get inside. That's what we mean by bubble challenge.
Oh, I got to do that. Oh, I have to do that, Jillian. I've always wanted to do something. That's awesome. And that's going on this weekend, everybody, from 7 to 3. Be sure to check that out, the 15th annual Lake Camelot Fishery. We're going to talk about some other events, and I want to get to those in a second, Jillian.
Yeah.
But something occurs to me here that's really important in our state right now. Everybody has seen the reports of how lack of winter and how much that's affecting so many of our northern cities and some of the events that they usually host and the money that they make off of that from mm-hmm. visitors and everything.
Yeah.
Our state's hurting when it comes to that. With these events Jillie and I are talking about, they're fun, they're exciting, they're wonderful to get us out of the house and everything, but let's also realize how important they are for things like the fishery mm-hmm. and other events to not only raise attention but funds so that we can continue to have these events. I think of this in part because of the Stork Point Boss.
Yes, exactly.
We're going to talk about the Wakely's Winter Feast, and it's something that we've talked about on our morning show quite a bit, and we're talking about our good stories of the day, encouraging people to attend it. For one, it's a great event. It's a one-of-a-kind event. There aren't many things like this in our area or in the world, really. But it's also it's their main fundraiser. And we love this Stork Point Boss. We want to keep history alive. We keep it alive through events like this. So, yeah, these are fun events. They're really fun to attend and get us out of the house and everything. Let's not lose sight of how important they are to our community, to our state.
Exactly.
Let's talk about the Wakely's Winter Feast.
Yeah, so that'll be also Saturday, February 17th, running from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. They've been having this event since 1989.
Wow.
And it's just a nice fundraiser to help support their mission of preservation and education in the area, mm-hmm. similar to what you were saying before. Mm-hmm. 4 o'clock, or it starts at 4 o'clock with snacks and their own homemade apple cider. Dinner is served at 5, where they'll have ham and chicken, but they also have wild game dishes like raccoon ragu, venison bratwurst, and homemade sauerkraut. Oh, and a beaver stew with homemade biscuits as well.
Trapper's pie, baked salmon. I really want to try Mike's sawdust cake. He was telling me a little bit about it and everything. Give me a little of the insight on it. That sounds really good.
Mm-hmm.
All food is prepared on the site from scratch by their volunteers, and a big shout out to all those volunteers that do all that great work.
Yeah. And similar to Lake Camelot's fishery, they also have raffle baskets at Wakely's Winter Feast.
Mm-hmm.
Music following the dinner. Tickets are $20 in advance and $25 at the door.
Yeah.
Because of space limitations, once the tickets are gone, they are gone.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I know, they're not gone yet, but... You know,
getting close. Yeah, get those tickets now, especially with it being this weekend. You only got a couple of days to make sure that you lock up that that seat at that great, because this is food too that you can't get anywhere else. Like, you're not going to be able to. Well, I didn't get to the Wakely's Winter Feast, so I'll just get it at McDonald's. Like, that's not going to happen. You know, this is a one-time ability to be able to do this. And not only that, great music from Don and Ann Pollock, great music from them, and a great opportunity to, again, keep history alive and put into your community with a wonderful event while you have a good time. All of that, and you get to feel good from it as well.
Mm-hmm.
You can get your tickets at Family Natural Foods at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, Daily Drug at 3215 8th Street South of Wisconsin Rapids, and, of course, Beavers at 410 Market Street in Nakusa. Love Beavers. Great place. haven't been to Beavers in too long. Jillian Alekna joining us, marketing and events coordinator with Visit Rome. And Jill, one thing we know for certain in this area and the surrounding areas, one thing that Nakusa, Rome, Stevens Point, Rapids all have in common, we love raffles.
Mm-hmm.
We love our raffles. Then you tell me there's a meat raffle coming up? Oh,
man,
that's going to be well attended.
Yeah, the amount of memes I've seen about just Midwest.
I'm sure.
You can't have the Midwest without a meat raffle.
So true.
But yeah, there's a meat raffle at Lake Arrowhead mm-hmm. running from 4 to 5 p.m. It starts right at 4, so get there early to grab a drink and snag a seat.
Yeah.
They will play 2 rounds of this raffle, and there's multiple dates.
Mm-hmm.
So... first one, I guess, for this broadcast mm-hmm. is Sunday, February 18th.
Mm-hmm.
But they also have it Sunday, March 3rd, March 17th, and April 14th.
Be sure to mark those down. We'll be talking to Jillian next month again, so we'll be able to tell you about some of those dates again, but for the April one at least. But keep those in mind. And that's a great one, especially some of these meats are things that you can't just necessarily come across. And maybe I can't, you know, just talking to some of my friends that are hunters and everything, it's been a down year for some of that too.
Yeah.
So maybe this is another way to get that meat if you're a hunter and you really rely on that.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday, February 21st, and every Wednesday, got a great event going on at the Lester Library.
Yeah, Children's Story Time. That runs from 10:30 to 11 a.m. Happens weekly, so every Wednesday, and it's open to kids of all ages. Each interactive story time will feature a different set of books read by library staff and community members. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a wonderful event that still hits the heart every time we talk about it or bring it up. Be sure to check that out and bring the kids on over for it and thank them. Thank the team over there at the Lister Library. Great workers, great people. Another event going on every Wednesday, including February 21st, of course, DJ Trivia.
Yeah, running from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., it's always free, always fun. There are gift card prizes for first through third place, though, if you're feeling competitive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, keep that in mind, everybody.
Yeah. Mm. And it's just a great atmosphere over there as
well.
It
really is, yeah. One of the things I enjoy about it, not only, again, getting us out of the house and doing those things, but the when I hear people go to those, however they do, they have a good time. Whether they do great trivia or they don't, they enjoy themselves. They have a great time.
Mm-hmm.
Lucas does a great job with it.
Yes,
so DJ Trivia,
does.
Great work by that. That's going to be a fun one. Check that out, everybody. Whenever you're bored or you're looking for something to do on a Wednesday, there you go. Thursday, February 22nd, Winter Wine Series at Sand Valley.
Yeah.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah, so this has been kind of ongoing since the end of January. Hmm. So January 25th through March 21st from 6 to 9 p.m. Join us every other Thursday for a cozy culinary escape.
Hmm.
Savor a four-course menu and select fine wines, all crafted to tantalize your senses and chase away the winter blues. Tickets are $125 per person, and the way you get those tickets is visit Sand Valley's website.
Okay. You had me at Sand Valley.
Yes.
Right away, like anything, especially this time of year being out there. It's so beautiful.
Wow. It really is.
It's a great place to be able to sit. You can't, any of these businesses, they're wonderful. The views you get and everything, but Sand Valley, a little bit just above others in some ways with the views that you get, and a great event. Like, that's a fun event to be able to not only try some different wines, get out of the house, have some fun, and know that you're putting into your community like Sand Valley does.
Mm-hmm.
This is a fun one too, coming up Thursday, February 22nd.
Yeah, Valentine's theme cookie class at Camelot on the Lake. Mm. That'll be 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Blue House Cakery owner Kelly Lawler is the one that does these.
Mm,
cool. And if you've ever wanted to decorate cookies like a pro, now it's your chance to impress all your friends and family with the most adorable set of Valentine's cookies you have ever seen. Kelly will be teaching the basics of cookie decorating while taking you through step-by-step instructions of decorating an assortment of cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Included with the class purchase is a complimentary drink as well.
Nice.
You don't have to bring anything.
Hmm.
They got students are students are provided with everything they need to decorate, as well as a box to take home your cookies. However, aprons and short sleeve shirts are recommended.
It's a good idea. Yeah. I think one of my main goals in life, like one of them, and I'm joking a little bit, but I want to learn how to bake. I want to learn how to make cookies. This is a great first step to that. This is a great, you know, it's kind of before you go there and everything, you got to crawl before you walk. Go ahead and maybe learn how to decorate them, and then maybe making them is going to come a little bit easier. Kelly is amazing, by the way. She's awesome. Blue House Cakery is great. We appreciate them and doing things like this. And having fun, not only having fun doing something like this, but the learning from somebody who's a real artist at this stuff.
Yeah.
Like, truly great at it. So that's a fun thing to, what I love also about this, not only that the drink is nice, the complimentary drink, the box, and that you get to take these cookies home and all that is great, but this is knowledge you can use the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that money that you spend on this, that's going to pay for itself. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
When we have opportunities like this where it's a class and you can not only have fun but learn something, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
The next day on Friday, February 23rd.
Yeah.
Another great event.
Yeah, the full Snow Moon Snowshoe and Candlelight Hike at Tri-Norris Winter Park.
Mm-hmm.
That is 1001 County Highway O, and that runs 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. once again, another really nice annual event. Mm-hmm. They light up the trails with little, well, candlelight, I guess. Yeah. They, in the past, they've also had a bonfire, mm-hmm. so I don't expect anything different unless we all of a sudden lose all of this snow and it gets really dry.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. Yeah. Like with any of these kind of events outside, keep an eye on it. Keep an eye on the Tri-Norse website and things. We'll certainly keep you up to date as best we can here at WFHR on these. We pay attention to them and usually bring them up in our good stories of the day or something. So we'll be keeping an eye on it, too. Go ahead.
The event is free and open to all. However, if you want to kind of make an evening out of it, a spaghetti and meatball dinner is available for $10.
It's another one of our fun events that we have every year we look forward to. I love the idea of snowshoeing. It's a lot of fun, the little bit I've done of it. Doing it at night sounds great, especially with a Wisconsin sky, how clear and beautiful that sky could be at certain nights out here. That seems like a really nice, fun time. That's going to be a good event.
Yeah.
Got a great one going on Friday, February 23rd, and every other Friday.
Yeah. So we're back at Hoozle's, this time for Bingo, DJ Bingo, running 8:30 to 10:30 p.m., free to play. There are raffles because it's Wisconsin.
Yes.
And just fun with your host, Lucas.
Yeah, does a great job again. That's going to be a fun event. And also, don't forget about trivia at Lake Arrowhead from 4 to 5.
Yeah. They're bringing back this event and doubling the number of dates from last year. Hmm. Team registration begins 30 minutes before the start of the event. It is $20 per team, and a team consists of 2 to 8 players. Hmm. And you can expect about 60 questions, so 6 rounds, 10 questions each. Hmm. And if you're planning ahead, we do have that Saturday, February 24th, but they're also March 9th, March 23rd, April 6th, and April 20th.
Excellent. Excellent. Be sure to check out those events, everybody. And if you'd like to find out more, we'll give you the web addresses for Lake Arrowhead and Sandhill Valley, along with Visit Rome, before we wrap up today.
Yeah.
Another winter candlelight hike going on at Sandhill Wildlife Area.
Yeah, that'll be 5:30 to 8 p.m. Similar to the Tri-Norse winter hike, but different location. Mm-hmm. A roughly 1.5-mile lighted trail will be laid out, and participants will be able to walk and explore at their own pace. Mm. Feel free to bring your own snowshoes if you have them. Snowshoes may be available upon request if you don't have your own. This is a free event, but they ask that you please pre-register just so they can get a nice number.
Mm-hmm. It gives them a better idea of how big the group is going to be going out there and everything, if they need more snowshoes or something like that. And it's always good to let people know you're coming. My mother, it's a big deal to her. You got to call before you show up. You have to call before you show up. So it's always nice to do that.
Yeah.
Thursday, February 29th, live music at the Lure Bar and Grill.
Yeah, the Lure is starting to do a lot more live music, which is always good to hear in Rome. Yeah. No pun intended.
Yeah, literally good to hear. Yeah.
That night will be All In. Mm. All In is a high energy band playing a wide variety of genres. They have a lot of fun on stage playing music and playing with the crowd. So if you're looking for that nice first taste of live music in 2024, definitely stop by the Lure.
Oh, a lot of us are, too. That's going to be a good one. And the Lure, another one of those places. Mm-hmm. You can have a good time there. You can guarantee it. Saturday, March 2nd. We're already into March.
I know.
Oh, they're crazy. They got a great event coming up and an important one, too.
Yeah, the Mound View Memorial Healthcare Foundation Dinner and Auction at Lake Arrowhead. Mm-hmm. That'll be 4:30 to 8:30 p.m. Silent auction, raffles, and cash bar start at 4:30. The program itself and the dinner, so prime rib, chicken breast, starts at 6:15. And then raffles, takeaway, and live auctions follow that meal. Mm-hmm. Tickets are $40 per person. Some of the items that will be up for auction or up for raffle. Vacation getaways, private gourmet dinners with wine pairing, tickets for sporting events, home decor, golf packages, tickets to area attractions, gift baskets, gift certificates, a gun raffle, $500 cash raffle, wine pull. It's going to take me an hour to probably list all of these.
They got a little bit of everything, man. Yeah. A little bit of everything. That's a great auction. That's a wide variety of stuff,
yes.
too.
Yes. So for tickets or to make a donation to the event, please call 608-339-8328. And contributions are tax deductible.
Good to know.
Just FYI.
Yeah. Sunday, March 3rd, got a great one. Booze, beer, and wine bingo at Lake Arrowhead.
Yeah.
Love this one.
That begins right at 4 o'clock sharp, so don't be late. The cards do go on sale at 3 p.m. And it'll be 10 rounds of bingo, $13 per packet. So each packet has those 10 cards that you would need.
We love bingo around here, so that's going to be a well-attended event, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And Jillian, we're wrapping up with a great event coming up March 15th through the 17th, actually.
Yeah, the annual Brews and Brats at Sand Valley. It's actually our fourth annual one.
It's already the fourth annual. Wow.
Yeah, that's wild.
That is wild, huh?
Enjoy this winter season spectacular featuring a tap takeover representing all our participating breweries, craft beer tastings, your favorite comfort foods, music, games, raffles, fun outdoor activities. And then Saturday, so the 16th, that will feature master brewers and reps from breweries pouring their distinctive crafts and discussing what makes their breweries unique. Enjoy the excitement and raffle giveaways as we determine which brewery takes home the trophy for the best brew of the fest.
I mean, this is it's a fun event and everything, but honestly, this is a serious thing, people. We want to know who the brewer is that's going to take that trophy home. Yeah. We don't take this lightly in Wisconsin. That's an awesome event. What a great idea. People love seeing people kind of like crowned with things, too, and that whole debate of that. So that's a great kind of thing. But it's also just a lot of good food, a lot of good atmosphere. I mean, Sand Valley. You've heard us talk about Sand Valley quite a bit. If you've been out there, you know what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. It's a fun event and not too far off. So to look forward to for a lot of people. Want to remind everybody again about the booklets that you guys have out. To be sure to get those, pick them up, everybody. Mm-hmm. You can pick them up at our friends Visit Rome's offices. We encourage you to do that. And Jillian, I just wanted to make sure to mention some of the websites that we've talked about today for like Lake Arrowhead, lakearrowheadgolf.com. You can find out more information there at lakearrowheadgolf.com. And for Sand Valley, it's sandhillvalley.com. Sandvalley.com. Yep, I'm sorry. I went to the wrong one.
No, it's okay.
It's sandvalley.com. Yes, there we go. Sandvalley.com. That's the website, sandvalley.com. And, of course, our friends over at Visit Rome, visitromewi.com, visitromewi.com. Not only can you find out more information about some of the things we've talked about here, but it's also there's an online store, a blog, there's initiatives, there's so much cool stuff at this great website. You guys have a really nice website.
Thank you.
And I cannot encourage people. I don't have it on right now, but I got my pullover that you gave me. That thing is so nice, and on a day like a morning like I had today, it was perfect. And I was supporting my friends at Visit Rome.
Yeah.
It's good apparel, they're comfortable, and it's a great way to kind of show you know, people in the community where you know who you're backing and who you stand with, and supporting our friends at Visit Rome.
Yeah.
Jillian, great conversation as always. If people have follow-up questions, should we just send them to the website? Or?
Yeah, send them to the website.
Okay.
Visitromewi.com.
Yeah.
You can call us at 715-325-3090. Or I don't know if our emails are on the website.
Yeah.
But
I didn't see them. I do see info at visitromewi.com. So there is a website.
Yeah. Then that works.
Info at visitromewi.com. Be sure to check that out. You can check out much more of the Rome area again at visitromewi.com. Jillian, thanks so much for the time.
Yeah, thanks for having
me. Tell the team over there hello for us, okay?
Will do.
We'll talk to you next month, and we will talk with you more coming up. We got great more Midday Magazine coming up here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
You're listening to Locally Grown Radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jim from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people are going to say, oh, man, she's a Republican. She's a Democrat. She's a whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoon.
afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Nakusa Port Edward State Bank is your locally owned, full-service community bank in Nakusa, Port Edwards, and the town of Rome. Since 1913, they've been helping area communities, businesses, and individuals with their financial needs, and are happy to sponsor these What's Happening in Rome live discussions. Hope you enjoy the updates. Everyone at Nakusa Port Edward State Bank is proud to be part of these exciting developments in the town of Rome. Remember, when in Rome, bank at Nakusa Port Edward State Bank. Member Equal Housing Lender, FDIC insured.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Emergency health care in Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and the surrounding area would get a $15 million boost from Madison under a new bill in the legislature. The owners of two hospitals and several clinics are closing them down. The money would pay to continue essential services until there's a permanent solution. Postal workers say they're feeling the effects of the labor shortage just like everyone else. Bryce Shanklin is a rural mail carrier. He says the postal service is even more essential the further out in the country you get.
Amazon truck, DHL, UPS, FedEx, they're all running in the city. If you get out rural, that falls on the post office.
The Postal Carriers Union says the lack of staffing is one of the main reasons for recent delays in mail delivery. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. We have snow again, for now. Remember to clear the snow and ice from the sidewalks in front of your home or building within 24 hours at the end of a snowfall. Please don't throw snow into the street. This can cause unsafe driving conditions, and city plows and other vehicles can push the snow right back onto your sidewalk when they pass. If you can't remove the snow and ice right away, putting a salt or sand mixture on top can help people get across it safely until conditions allow you to remove it completely. Remember to please keep fire hydrants clear of ice and snow to help protect your home and your neighbors. Today is National School Resource Officer Appreciation Day. Our SROs work hard to build positive relationships with students, work closely with staff, and enhance safety in the school environment. Thank you to Officer Pilot at Wisconsin Rapids Area Middle School and Officer Olivares at Lincoln High School. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Todd Alba Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays. Noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Bucks hit the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks are in Memphis tonight against the Grizzlies. So far this month, the Bucks have a record of 3-4. They remain in third place in the Eastern Conference behind the Celtics and the Cavaliers. After the game, Giannis Antetokounmpo and teammate Damian Lillard head to Indianapolis, the site of this year's NBA All-Star Game, inside Lucas Oil Stadium, the home of the Colts. The tip-off is Sunday night at 7 o'clock. Baseball. The Brewers making a trade yesterday with the Yankees, sending 27-year-old lefty Clayton Andrews to New York. In return, they get a prospect, 19-year-old right-hander Joshua Quezada, who was impressive in the Dominican leagues. The Brewers pitchers and catchers report today, some new players and a new manager, Pat Murphy, who was the bench coach, and talked about just how valuable closing pitcher Devin Williams is.
I've been with the Brewers now, I think, 9 years. You talk about Bless, you know what I mean? Think of the other guys before Devin. But Devin, I think, is the most underrated of all.
That's the Brewers' new manager, Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We've finally flipped to a February vibe, with the sparkle of the snow under partly sunny skies and highs hovering near 30. Plus, a blustery wind out of the northwest gusting up to 30 miles per hour, which is making it feel about 10 degrees cooler. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
There's a small Wisconsin town where the population grows to 10 times its size every February.
Normally, we're about 2,600 people during Berkey Week. That gets up to 20, 30,000.
That's Blair Flickinger with the Foundation for the American Birkebeiner. The skiing marathon started with a couple of people carving a trail between Hayward and Cable 50 years ago. It's also a tribute to the ski culture of another country already hosting its own Birkebeiner. Is it Turkey, Norway, or Germany? The answer coming up.
There's a camaraderie that comes along with this event that is unparalleled.
A camaraderie between people who come to Hayward from around the world.
Make everyone feel like Hayward is their spot for the week.
So did you guess the Berkey was created as a tribute to Norway's 100-year-old race? And while our Berkey is a well-known winter event, it's still growing by adding other races all throughout the year. There's a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome everyone to Midday Magazine for this February 15th, 2024. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, behind the mic. We're being joined today by our great friend, Jasmine Carbajal, bilingual 4-H associate educator with Marathon and Wood Counties. Jasmine, good to see you.
Good to see you too.
Thanks a lot for being here. How you been?
I've been good. I feel like it's been a while since I've been on here.
Thank you. I thought it was just me. Thank you very much for saying that.
I missed you.
Missed you. And it's great to have you in studio too and be able to talk with you. We appreciate not only you, but so much of what our friends at Extension and what 4-H does for our community and learning so much more about 4-H. Just personally myself, I've really appreciated you and Laura so much opening my mind to this world and understanding it more, to where over the last couple of years when I run into kids or my sister's kids or anything,
yeah,
I'm so encouraging about 4-H and so pushing of it and everything. I really think every kid could be benefited by being a part of 4-H or at least experiencing a little bit of 4-H.
Thank you, yeah.
There's so much that 4-H does nowadays that really covers every gamut, every kind of thing. And one of the most important things I appreciate about 4-H is the building of children's confidence, the building of kids, strength and individuality and being themselves and finding their place in the world. Like, so much of these things happen by being a part of 4-H programs.
Yes, I agree. And I appreciate you sharing that, as you know, with people that you know. And we try so hard for us, you know, like for our office to get known and for our youth to really get involved in our family. So I appreciate that.
We got a couple events to talk about. Which one do you want to start off with first?
Well,
you go chronological here?
It doesn't matter.
Okay. Well, the Noches Familiares.
Familiares.
Thank you. Thank
so
you.
I've been on here before promoting our Juntos program. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember, you know, it's a program that's for specifically for Latino students, mm-hmm, in middle school and high school, and really just giving them the tools to be successful in school and, mm-hmm, get to graduation and then learn about their post-secondary options. And so now we've actually... And this usually happens in Marshfield. We haven't quite started it in Rapids yet, but we have gotten to a point that has been successful. We've had families engaged that we are now transitioning into family nights, mm-hmm, which is what Noches Familiares translates to. And mm-hmm, so we're going to be doing monthly family nights. And now you don't have to be part of the Juntos program. Like, if you know of any, okay, Latino families that want to learn exactly what you just said, right, what 4-H is all about, and like develop that confidence and just gain the just that whole insight and all those opportunities we have to offer through 4-H and Extension, this is going to be a great place to have families do that. Mm-hmm. We're going to be coming together once a month at UWSP. So we actually formed this really cool partnership. Now, are you familiar with UWSP in Marshfield? Yeah. Mm-hmm. They have the coolest makerspace. They have like 3D printing and robotics, and they do all kinds of stuff. So lot of our Latino families don't know that either. Yeah. And so we are really excited to be exposing them to a higher education college, first of all, mm-hmm. and second of all, like all these new things that like a lot of us maybe don't even know about, right? So we're really excited. The goal of our family nights is really to bring families together to learn about 4-H, to share a meal together, and then do some activities, some education around that, and really just bring them together and welcome them into our extension world or 4-H world. So,
you know, everybody out there might not be able to relate to what it is like to speak a different language or something in an area that is not the main language spoken. But everybody knows what it's like to be the first kid, the first day of school. And you don't know anybody, and it can be difficult. I think everybody can relate to what that feeling is like. I know for me and my family and I moved around a lot, so I experienced that quite often. Mm-hmm. It can be jarring, it can be difficult, and it can keep a kid from doing the most important thing that we have them in school for, learning and understanding. Now try doing that and you don't speak the language, or you don't understand the language the teacher is speaking or something. These are things that are important as we build up our society with a lot of these things that are being incorporated now and that have always been there, but we're seeing more of. And I think too that you may be able to speak to this much better than I can, Jasmine, but we're seeing a lot more Spanish-friendly things, not just for Spanish-speaking people, but for our country, for our communities and everything. Spanish has become much more, it's already the most spoken language in the world.
Right.
We're more and more people are starting to realize, well, our world is bigger than America, and I want my kid to be prepared for whatever the job he or she is going to do in the future. Mm-hmm. Understanding some Spanish is very helpful.
Yes.
So we're understanding a lot more of these things, and then with a program like this, we're really working to incorporate more of our Latino families into the world and more into our communities.
Yeah, because you know, you mentioned, you know, being that first kid in school. Now think about if you're the first kid going to college, you don't even know where you're going, how like what a campus is, all the different buildings, and you know, and so you think back about, you know, I think back when I started school and I was first generation and I was just kind of like lost. And so the fact that we were able to partner with UWSP Marshall for this, so our families, the whole family is on site and they're like, mm-hmm. hey, like this is what it feels like to be on campus. This is attainable, because some of the families that we work with too, and I experienced it with my parents, like they, you know, either graduated from college in their countries, which is mm-hmm. different mm-hmm. than here, or didn't, you know, make it past high school. And so it's a whole new concept. And and being on campus is just a whole different feel, you know, like than in a church or a school or wherever we do our Juntos program. So this is going to be really unique. Mm-hmm. The different dates. So February, our first date is going to be February 29th. Our second date in March will be March 18th. In April, we'll be meeting April 4th. And in May, we'll be meeting May 30th. And mm-hmm. every single night except for March is going to be around 6:30. And we want, you know, the whole family to come together. We want to expose them to everything we have to, because 4-H is for, you know, our kindergartens mm-hmm. all the way through 13th grade. So really the whole family can come mm-hmm. For these family nights. And if you have listeners that know of Latino families that, you know, maybe are interested and might not be in the Marshall area, but might want an opportunity like this in the area that they live mm-hmm. in, wherever they're listening from, contact me. I am happy to look into expanding this into our other towns, our other communities in Wood County. Right now, it just happened that, you know, we had the right partnership at the right time, and we've had Juntos going kind of in Marshfield. But the goal is to grow it, right? Mm-hmm. To reach as many families as we can, as many youth as we can. So if any of your listeners are thinking like, this sounds really cool, or if you work somewhere like at a school that you think this is something that, you know, would be great in your school, let me know. Mm-hmm. or Laura, you know, we'll give our information a little later, but please keep us posted because we're always ready to partner.
You know, our communities are only becoming more and more Spanish friendly, and we're having more Latino families in our state and everything. So I imagine that this is not only going to be well attended, but needed much more as we go forward here. This isn't the last time you'll be doing something like this, I imagine.
Right.
And so that's important. And we also understand, I am sure part of the conversation here and the understanding here is a breakdown in communication. Mm-hmm. So if you're hearing this and you know some Spanish speaking families or anything out there that may not hear this information, as Jan Ming has asked, you know, please spread the word about this. We are great at advertising here in radio, but we all know that the biggest advertiser in the world is word of mouth.
Yes.
Nothing does better than word of mouth.
I agree.
So spread the word about this event. Yes. And Jasmine, as we're kind of wrapping up this part of the conversation, I did want to let people know a little bit more about the Juntos family and the Juntos Family Club.
Yes.
And how they can be a part of that.
Yeah. So for our Juntos Family Clubs, they can definitely just call me or email me. And I usually run them once a semester. And really, to qualify, I mean, is a big word, but really for families to participate, we just ask that they have students in either middle school or high school because our lessons are very much towards that age group. But we provide childcare during our Juntos family nights, and so we still always ask the whole family to come. And it's interesting because now that we've had families kind of graduate from our Juntos program from last year, like I've been staying in touch with them and, you know, hearing how, like, before they started Juntos or got involved with our programming, like, they never thought that, like, at graduation or post-secondary options were an option. They didn't even know how to get there, and their students, their high school students, are motivated now. Like, you see them just, they're not as scared, they're not as afraid, they're participating in class, they're working so their grades are good and keeping their grades good, because now they have this hope, and now they see that it's possible, right? Yeah. You have all these options, and so, yeah, so it's really exciting, and I get really passionate about it.
I don't blame you. You got me in it,
And then these family nights, are going to be just a great way to keep incorporating our families into our community and into 4-H and just kind of keep them equipped with those tools.
Well, let's go over the dates one more time for the Noches Familiares.
Familiares.
Thank you.
Yes. So this month, February, it'll be February 29th at 6:30, March 18th at 6, and April 4th at 6:30, and May 30th at 6:30 at UWSP Marshfield campus. And anybody interested can give me a call. I speak Spanish, so 715-261-1244. That's my direct line where people can leave a voicemail. And again, if you know families that are Latino and they want to participate in something like this, I'm happy to talk to them.
We'll give that information again before we wrap up. I've been dying to talk about this with you. I'm so excited. Wood County 4-H Day's Creative Arts Day coming up.
I'm so excited for Creative Arts Day. I wanted to make sure that we started promoting it early. It's coming up on April 6th. It's a Saturday. And the biggest change this year with Creative Arts Day is that we are moving locations. So usually, traditionally, we've had it in Pittsville. And so this year, we're trying it here in Rapids.
Cool.
I was like, it's important we start promoting it now because I'm hoping we see more people from a Rapids community attending. So it's at the Wisconsin Area Middle School here in Rapids on April 6th. And so for those of you that don't know, Creative Arts Day, our youth, our 4-H youth, enroll in different types of performing arts categories, right? So one-act plays, demonstrations, skits, they bring arts and crafts. Then we have like a people's choice where people that come to the event to just watch our kids perform can vote for like photography Legos. We have a creative drawing contest going on this year also that we're bringing back. And then we have vocal and instrument and solos, dance performances. So really, our 4-H youth, this is their biggest event of the year when it comes to kind of arts. And we always invite the community to come because you can come. It's free. Watch them, support them. We have the schedule the day of, and you can just kind of see all these different things because our youth work so hard. And so we have concessions that we have our teen leaders run that day as well. So it's just a fun, family-friendly event. And then if you have youth that maybe are like, oh, I really, like, you know, I'm not in 4-H, but I really enjoy that. How can I get involved? We'll tell you that day. We'll recruit you. real.
Yeah. This is such a fun event. It's such a, I know so many people growing up we miss or we loved in grade school or anything, you know, at the end, you know, you'd have an activity place where everybody go up there and talent shows. I couldn't think of the term.
Talent show.
Dang it.
Yeah.
Talent shows. They were so much fun as a kid to attend those or to be a part of them. Some of the first times that I actually got to be in front of a crowd were the sixth grade talent shows and that I did. And it's part of the reason I'm in this chair right now.
Yeah.
Like, these events are fun to attend. Yeah. We have a great time in them. You get to vote on some of that stuff. But I don't ever want to lose sight of building kids' confidences. Mm-hmm. And not every one of these kids may go on to do something in the arts. But wherever they go, they're going to want some confidence. They're going to need some confidence. And you're going to want them to have confidence because you're going to be working with them in the jobs that they're in. Yes. Or if they're in retail, maybe going in and buying something from them or what have you. Yeah. This stuff builds up kids. It builds up their confidence. It makes them feel stronger. And that's part of the importance of the arts. And Jasmine, I apologize, but I have to get on my soapbox for a half a second. Because for many years, Wisconsin has been in the back of the pack in funding the arts in this state. Mm. We just had a report out yesterday. Wisconsin is last in the country in its funding towards the arts. This is important.
Yes.
Not just because the arts are important and our world would be vastly different without them. What are you going to do tonight when you go home if you ain't got a TV show to turn on or something like that, or some music to listen to?
Yeah.
That stuff's important. But also, again, what it can do for kids, how it builds them up. It's entertaining. It's fun. But I'm not acting right now, but I'm working a job with the skill sets that I have, skill sets that I tuned and I've been working at since sixth grade, the first time really performing in front of people. Mm-hmm. Like, this stuff builds kids up. Wherever they go in life, they're going to be able to take these things and build off of them.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that we do at Creative Arts Day is that our clubs can also do a play. So we get everybody involved in the club. So you get to see, really, like when you say, right, like you never know what something like this is going to do in someone, what's going to lead them, you know, into a career possibly, or just better public speaking skills, or just that confidence of being in front of a crowd, and or just hearing the applause, just seeing the support. Yes. Like somebody came to see me perform. Yeah. Like that's really awesome, right? Mm-hmm. So yes, I'm so excited for this.
There's such a variety of things too going on. That is fun. The creative drawing contest. What is that? Tell us a little more about
that. We are bringing back this Creative Arts Day. Creative Arts Day has been around for a couple of years now, quite a while. And before, you know, I've been in this position for about 2 years, so I'm still kind of new. And and so we didn't have this creative drawing contest. So what this is, and we're bringing it back, is that youth that come to the event that day, they have only that day, so they can't submit things ahead of time, to sit down and draw whatever comes to their mind related to our theme. And our theme this year is Let the Creativity Soar.
Oh.
And so they basically have, you know, that 4-hour span there to submit their drawing, and then our judge will judge it and pick a winner. And so it's just very, like, on the spot, fun, you know. And so it's going to be a little different from what I've known. So we'll see the youth, you know, how many of them engage, but they were kind of excited. Our committee that helps put this on, we have youth representation on there, and they were excited to bring it back. And so that's also important to us, right, to hear what the youth are saying, because at the end of the day, this is their programs, this is their county, this is their events. So it's going to be interesting for sure.
The photography and Lego building sounds like a lot of fun too. I say this, what I should journalistically mention, I love Legos, played with them a lot as a kid, so I should mention that.
It is so hard. It's so hard to vote because there's so many, you know, the kids for our photography and our Lego building, they bring their best of what they think is their best photograph, and then we mount it kind of on the wall, and people go around and we divide them by grade groups. So we have our younger, you know, then our middle, and then our high schooler. So really it's fair. And you get to vote one time in each category.
Cool.
But the amount of like submissions that we have, mm-hmm. right, for each category, it's really hard to vote for one. And then we usually wrap up after our performances and our judging and all of that with an award ceremony. Mm-hmm. So after all that's done, you can stay for the award ceremony and see kind of those best of everything.
Yeah. With something like this, Jasmine, it sounds like we have some participants already. Can you take more?
Yeah, we're open. This is exclusively for our 4-H youth. So definitely if you have a 4-H'er that's thinking about it, have them submit. But the event itself, anybody can come to that. So please come support our 4-H'ers in this.
With something like this, when we're encouraging kids to be a part of it and everything, can we give like some loose examples of some of the kind of like arts or entertainment people can bring to this event? If they're thinking, well, I might not know how to play or I might not know how to act or something, but I can do this or this.
Yeah. So if you're not acting, which is fine, I'm not an actor either. That's not. But if you know, we have a dance. Like I said, if you like to dance and you mm-hmm. have a dance number or an instrument that you play, the other part is this arts and crafts part for our youth, where they can bring anything from something they painted on a canvas to something they made, you know, out of any type of material. So anything that you can really think of as under the art and craft kind of category works. Mm-hmm. You know, we have some amazing talent. I've seen lots of great, even just self-portraits and, mm-hmm. and drawings, and just the variety of just things that you see is amazing, and it blows you away. So really, and that's for like, you know, all of our ages. So like mm-hmm. you see some of our, even our little youth, like our younger mm-hmm. youth members, like bring just the awesomest things. Mm.
We've got such a creative community.
Yes.
And it's fun to see that whether it's the young or the old being a part of it. And I imagine that a lot of people out there that are creatives as adults are going to really love this event too. Want to remind you of that.
And you know, this is one of those events that also showcases some of our partnerships that we have with some of our, you know, volunteers. So like we try to do different projects throughout the year. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we think the fair is the only place that mm-hmm. our 4-H youth can display their items. No, here's another example of an event that we can, you know, so I know that Laura's worked really hard with doing a lot more art related projects. So I think she did like a charcoal drawing mm-hmm. earlier, like last year. And then we've worked with some of the local art places that we have here in Rapids and in Marshfield. So all those things that the youth are making at those events, this is one of the opportunities that they can bring them to.
You and Laura do amazing work over there. We appreciate you so dang much. And the other people that have worked with you and teammates and everything, but we know that you only got so many hands.
Yes.
We are always looking for more hands. If people can volunteer and help out, are we looking for that?
Always. You know, especially if you have a skill or something different that you feel, well, I don't know, I do something maybe unique and I don't know if youth would like it. Well, just call us up, because basically what we'll do is we'll say, what do you want to teach? What do you want to share? What skills? And we'll say, let's partner up. Let's see when we can do it, and let's just offer it. And then we have youth register, and it's been working great with some of our local partners, and we're always looking for more. And as far as volunteering, we have lots of clubs that are always needing more adults, right? So like if you're thinking, you know, I don't have youth at home anymore, but I have the time, always our clubs are looking for more leaders, for more volunteers. We always have trips that we go on throughout the year and camps that we put on. Mm-hmm. We're doing winter camp this weekend. So we always need volunteers for that. And so
you're going to get me to quit radio. Just work with
right?
you guys.
Just like, come, yeah.
It sounds so much fun. You guys have such a good time.
We would love you. You would love, you know, everybody would have so much fun with you.
I'd love James. It. I'd love it. I just got to be at more of the events though. I can start with Noches Familiares.
Yes, Noches Familiares.
I got to get it right. I'm getting there.
So that'll be at UWSP Marshfield every month, starting this month on February 29th from 6:30, March 18th at 6, April 4th at 6:30, and May 30th at 6:30. Mm-hmm. And that'll be for Latino families. We'll be serving a light dinner. We'll have activities, some education. And they can call me for that at 715-261-1244.
And don't forget Creative Arts Day coming up Saturday, April 6th.
Yes, and remember this year we're doing it here in Rapids, so I hope you can come check it out. It'll be at the Wisconsin Rapids Area Middle School.
Yeah, Rams, just a couple blocks from us right over here.
Yeah, and we usually start around, for the public, we usually start around 10.
Excellent. Yeah. Jasmine, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Don't be a stranger.
I'll try not to.
Yeah. No, looking forward to seeing you again real soon.
Yes.
And say hi to Laura and all of our friends at 4-H.
I will.
We'll have more good magazine for you to wrap up the week tomorrow. In part one, Wisconsin State Senator Patrick Testin will be joining us. And in part two, Child Caring with Kelly Brochard, right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Matt Nair on air.
I heard that new promo featuring Earl and Sandy Williams talking about being influencers. Now I cannot get the vision out of my head of those two doing TikToks.
I think we should do a series of videos of Calvin teaching them how to be influencers, like teaching them how to dance.
I'm not going to say I don't dance, but I'm not a good dancer, so I don't know.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, WFHR, and the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio, WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.